Thank you for the life in this man and the joy. And thank you, Lord, for the creativity that you speak to him and through him with. And we just bless him this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, amen. Thank you. Yeah, please do. Now then. Brilliant. Well, it's great to be here, and it's great to see some old friends here from way back. And some of what I do today might seem a bit familiar, even from 30 years ago, so I do apologise for that. But I'll be bringing some new stuff as well, I hope. God can speak to us in lots of different ways, can't he? He can speak to us in so many different ways. Today we're going to test out whether he can speak to us through cartoons, through silly action songs, through artwork, through Sesame Street, through all kinds of, being a bit silly today. My name's Chris Gilbert. I used to be a teacher, but I'm all right now. I'm feeling much better now, thank you. I taught art in Liverpool for 23 years, but then I was made redundant, and although I taught art to teenagers, I've always done children's work with younger children in church. And so what I've done is I've tried to combine those two things, and I now go into schools working as an artist, but I also bring my faith element into it as well. So I can do assemblies and often combine things with faith as well. So I go into a lot of church schools and do projects with them. And so I call myself the art and soul man. The art and soul. You're meant to put your art and soul into it. Yeah, never mind. Okay. So friends of mine made me a wonderful art and soul man jingle. This is it. Hopefully this will come through.
Art and soul man.
So I often go to school and just try and get everybody all a bit wound up a little bit and get them all a bit excited. I'm going to start. I know we've just done some singing. I'm going to start with a song just to get you warmed up into your inner silliness. You're going to plug me in, aren't you? I hope. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. It's been a great blessing, this man, this morning. I've had him running around left, right and centre plugging me in into all sorts of different things. Will that crack when I plug that in, or will it? Shall I just go for it? Oh, that's a bit loud. This song's called Clap Your Hands, Praise the Lord Together. The idea is you have to clap on the offbeat. So hang on, so when I nod my head, you clap. Ready? Clap your hands, praise the Lord together. Clap your hands, praise the Lord aloud. Clap your hands, we're doing it for Jesus. Clap and stand up, touch your toes and sit. Ah, sorry, I forgot to mention that bit, didn't I? Sorry, that was a bit of a shock, wasn't it? Yeah, when it says clap and stand up, touch your toes and sit down, you have to stand up, touch your toes and sit down at that bit. If you're able, don't worry, you know, no, won't force anybody. Sorry. Clap, clap. Clap your hands, praise the Lord together. Clap your hands, praise the Lord aloud. Clap your hands, we're doing it for Jesus. Clap and stand up, touch your toes and sit down. Excellent, excellent. That was very good. Very good. Now, I've got some, I don't know whether it's good news or bad news, really. Every time we sing this song, we're going to sing it a little bit faster. Okay? But also, every time we sing this song, we're also going to go a little bit higher. We're going to raise the tone. We're going to go up a semitone. In order to do that, I'm going to use the very musical device called the wah-roo. The wah-roo works like this. I'm in E, and I go, wah-roo. There you are, I'm in F. Wah-roo. Okay? So every time we sing the song, we're going to go a little bit faster, and we're going to throw two wah-roos in. Are we all ready for this? Let's start nice and slow. Clap your hands, praise the Lord together. Clap your hands, praise the Lord aloud. Clap your hands, we're doing it for Jesus. Clap and stand up, touch your toes and sit down. Waru, waru. Clap your hands, praise the Lord together. Clap your hands, praise the Lord aloud. Clap your hands, we're doing it for Jesus. Clap and stand and touch your toes, sit down. Waru, waru. Clap your hands, praise the Lord together. Clap your hands, praise the Lord aloud. Clap your hands, we're doing it for Jesus. Clap and stand and touch your toes, sit down. Waru, waru. Clap your hands, praise the Lord together. Clap your hands, praise the Lord aloud. Clap your hands, we're doing it for Jesus. Clap and stand and touch your toes, sit down. Waru, waru. Clap your hands, praise the Lord together. Clap your hands, praise the Lord aloud. Clap your hands, we're doing it for Jesus. Clap and stand and touch your toes. One more time. Waru, waru. Clap your hands, praise the Lord together. Clap your hands, praise the Lord loud. Clap your hands, we're doing it for Jesus. Clap and stand and touch your toes, sit down. That's that. Woo. Oh, right. There we go. Now you're warmed up. Now, should see that with 200 kids in an assembly. That works very well. Right, I'm going to start off with something a bit silly. We're going to do a quiz. And we're going to do a connections quiz. So, I'm going to show you some pictures. And you've got to guess the connection between the pictures. Okay? So, our first picture is of a glass of water. Or a glass, sorry. Doesn't have any water in it, does it? A glass. Okay, now you can't get the connection with just one picture, so let's try the next picture. Some plastic bricks. Glass, plastic bricks. Everybody's looking a bit confused. Let me keep going. Got a lot of these. A man on top of a mountain. So we've got glass, we've got some plastic bricks. Buildings. You think it's buildings? No, it's not buildings. Sand? Nope, it's not sand. Okay, let me keep going. I've got loads of these. A glass of beer. Pint of beer. Sorry to make you thirsty. So we got a glass, some plastic bricks, man on top of a mountain. Nope. Don't look for anything spiritual, by the way. This is completely silly. So, don't worry. So, on my next, I think I'll put them all at the top. I'll show you a few more. We have a balloon going pop. So, we've got glass. We've got plastic. We've got top. We've got beer. We've got pop. This is evil. Some traffic lights saying green. So I'm looking for one word that can connect all these other words. Light, no. Rainbow, no. Get in there. Two more. We have a cow being milked. Getting milk from a cow. Bottle. You think it might be bottle? Let me just try the last one. We have a baby. So you think it might be bottle? Glass, plastic, top, beer, pop, green, milk, baby. Yes, I think it could be bottle, couldn't it? Or bottle will connect all those different things. Oh, well done. Very good. Now, you might wonder why I've got bottle as my theme. I'll come to that in a moment. Well, I want to tell you I want to tell you that God is love. An easy way of drawing God is to draw him as love. The Bible says God is love. And in his love, God wants to give us lots and lots of good things. It's like they're pouring out of him in a constant flow. So we've got good things coming from God. Now, we often misunderstand what good things are. We think, oh, good things, that must be like a new game console. Or we think it might be, oh, God, give me a new iPhone. Okay? And that's not quite what God wants to give us. It can't even, you know, some people might think, oh, give me a husband. That's not really what, necessarily what God is trying to give us. God wants to give us things that last. Oh, I suppose a husband might, yeah, never mind, okay. God wants to give us things that don't rust. He wants to give us things like the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control. He wants to give us things in us to help us to grow. But, I've got two ways to do it. I've got my old tech way of doing this and my new tech way of doing it. But some people, I've got all this stuff pouring down. Some people are a bit like a bottle. There's my new tech one there, nicely coloured. Some people are like a bottle. They keep their top on and they just don't want to. This is very handy, isn't it? Is that what that's for? Never understood the cage for the drummer myself. Right, okay. So some people are like a bottle. They keep their top on. They don't want to know. They don't want to receive all this goodness from God. They might be full of themselves. They might be stewing in their own juices, but they don't want to know. But God doesn't want us to be like a bottle. Some people, though, they might be like, you ready? A bucket. Some people are more like a bucket. They're open to God and they want to receive lots from God. You get lots of people like this in churches where they go, yes, God, give me more, God, give me more. But the problem is, if the bucket gets over full, it's all fine, but if it doesn't go anywhere, water gets stagnant. It can get a bit stale. So my message to you is a very simple one this morning. Very, very easy, is that God wants us to be like a watering can. Because a watering can is open at the top to receive from God, but it's open at the side to pass it on, isn't it? Now, that's a very old talk of mine. I've been doing that for a long, long time, about bottles and buckets and watering cans. And in some ways, it's quite a simple talk with quite a simple message, but it's quite true that for us. But over the years, I've thought about this, and I think, well, we have to be a little bit careful, especially in church, because we have a way of sort of simplifying things a bit if we're not careful. And one of those ways might be to think, well, the bottles, that's all them people out there, isn't it? All those people out there, Lord, those bottles out there who don't want to know about you, that's them. And if we have to be a bit careful, because bottles can be everywhere, including in here. So we might, and I suppose I've tended to draw him a bit grumpy, so it made it look like the baddie. We sometimes like to make things very clear. We've got the baddies and the goodies and stuff like that. And sometimes it's not so clear. There's whole reasons why people might not be quite open to God. So sometimes we might be a bit blind, might just be completely unaware of what God's love is being poured out. This is a drawing I did many years ago of a sort of love and umbrellas. This rain coming down in the form of God's love. But people are so busy looking at the ground and got their umbrella up that they don't see it. And it's so simple to do that. And sometimes people can be defiantly grumpy and go, no, But most times, people might not be aware of God's love. We need to try and put those umbrellas to one side, maybe, and be open to God's love, to receive from God's love. Maybe to point out to other people. Point out to other people, look, there's lots of love up there. Instead of condemning them about their umbrellas, say, look, look at the light, look at the love. Look at what God has done for us. Now, there might be other things that make us a bit bottle-like, might sort of like stop us. And some of those things may be quite godly. Sometimes in our ministries we find we've been given something to do, but God wants us to move on and do something new. And that sometimes means that we have to sort of like leave things behind. And if we can't let go of them, it might hold us back a bit. So I'm going to show you a little video now. It's a bit grainy, I do apologise. And it's got a very profound message in this. Now, some of you of a certain age might recognise a few faces in here. You have to be quite old to recognise some of the faces in this. There are some South Africans, I think. So anyway, so here we go. This is my little little video. Here.
Listen up, everybody. We're going to hear from a dude who is truly cool and very fresh. But he's got a problem that he wants to lay on us. Come on in, Ernie, my man.
Excuse me, Mr. Hoots, I hate to bug the busy bird, but I want to learn the sax, and I need a helpful word. I always get a silly squeak when I play the blues.
Ernie, keep you cool, I'll teach you how to blow the sax. I think I dig your problem, it's rubber and it quacks. You'll never find the skill you seek till you pay your dues. You gotta put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky, yeah, you gotta leave the ducker alone. You gotta put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone. You didn't hear a word I said. You gotta get it through your head. Don't be a stubborn cluck. I learned a thing or two from years of playing in a band. It's hard to play a saxophone with something in your hand. To be a fine musician, you're gonna have to face the facts.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Gotta leave the duck alone. You gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Wanna play the saxophone?
You gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
Ooh. Well, put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down that ducky.
Put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone.
You're gonna put down the ducky.
Oh yes, you're gonna
put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
You're gonna leave the ducky alone. Oh yes, you're gonna
put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Oh yes,
put down the ducky.
If you wanna play the saxophone.
Wash it down the drain. Don't have to lock it in a drawer. Don't have to shove it out the door. Don't have to stuff it in your pocket or send it flying in a rocket. Don't have to get it out of town. Ernie, put the cracker down.
Suelta el patijo.
Put down that ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yes, you've got to leave the duck alone.
You gotta put down the ducky.
Suelta el patijo.
You gotta put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone.
Come on, put down that ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Duck, duck, ducky.
Put down the ducky. You gotta leave the duck alone.
You
gotta put down the ducky.
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 Put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone.
Oh, geez. You know, I really love my ducky. I can't bear to part with him.
Well, you don't have to lose your duck. You can pick it up when you're finished.
I can?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put it down.
Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down that ducky.
Put down.
Put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone.
Can I pick up my ducky?
By all means!
Oh, thank you. Oh, ducky, I missed you so much. Yes, me too.
Take care, Ernie, my man. That is one cool cat.
Now, very strange, I agree, but sometimes in our Christian lives, you've got to put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone. There you are. Now, if you take nothing else away from this service, you'll probably take that song with you, going, put down the, and you might forget the point of it, but sometimes what we have to realize what God's got for us in the here and now. And sometimes that involves us letting go of things. Okay? Now, I spoke about buckets a bit as well. Now, we all know that the church is not the building. The church is the people. All the church is the people. And as God's people, we are the body of Christ here on the world to bring his message of love. That's our job. But we sometimes get a bit confused about church because we tend to think that church is what we do here. And it's not. Okay? Today we're having a service, much like a car might have a service. The point of a car is to get you from A to B. The service is to enable it to do that. Okay? No, you don't hear anybody saying, oh, I had a great service today, got a new oil filter. I'm going to put it back in the garage and bring it for another service next week and see whether I can get a new set of brakes. That's not the point of a car, is it? The point of a car is to get you somewhere. So we need to remember that the job of us, we come here now to receive God's power, but we can take that out as light into the world. We are God's light and salt in the world, and that's what we're here to do. I was in a service, funny enough, it's amazing where God takes you, isn't it? God has taken me to a village Anglican church. I never saw that coming. And next week I'm going to be licensed in the Chester Cathedral as a reader in the Anglican church. I get to wear a frock and everything, a little blue scarf. It's all quite scary, really. But it means that I'll be able to preach and lead services in the Anglican church. And I was at a service where an Anglican bishop got right to the end of the service, and then his last blessing, I really love this, I thought this was great. He said, his last blessing said, our meeting is over, our service begins. Our meeting is over, our service begins. And I also heard of another church where over the door, as you went out, it said, servant's entrance. On the way out, servant's entrance. I thought, that's a great way of sort of looking at it, isn't it? So we're here to be servants to the world. So, God wants us to be watering cans. I brought a little bit more artwork. For the last 3 years, I've been the artist at Spring Harvest, and I have to do sort of big artwork and stuff during services. And I've just brought a little bit more artwork along to sort of say this. So I've got these banners, and this first banner is my God the Father banner, and it's an abstract painting of God the Creator, Father God the Creator. And there's this light coming down and sort of thing happening at the bottom. Now, we're in the generation of the selfie, aren't we? People love taking photos all the time. So I deliberately did this artwork so you can take your photo in it, you see? Because the idea is you can put yourself in the artwork and go, God created me. Yeah? Would one of your kids want to come stand in front of here, pose? No? Do you fancy posing in front of that? Oh, we've got a big kid. See, you can have your photo taken here, see? Lovely, thank you, that's fantastic. So God the Creator, Jesus the Son, the Redeemer. Jesus created the way for us, didn't he? He tore a way through the darkness, a way of light for us to reach God. But more than that, he also showed us the way to live. He showed us how to be. And here we can be triumphant in that God has set us free. Yeah? Then over here, on this side, I have got God the Holy Spirit then. The Spirit, the sustainer, comes and gives us power. Comes and gives us power to fill us with his love. To then, to do what? Well, to go out. Now, I know this is not theologically correct because we're higher than angels, but it's easier to paint. To be God's angels. You want to be God's angel this morning? Come and have your photo taken with this later on. To be God's angels. We might not have our wings visible when we're out there, but that's what God wants us to be. So, I think there'll be seasons. I think there'll be times when you're feeling a bit bottle-like. When you realise, oh, I've got a bit of a stoppage here. I'm not quite opening up to God. That's fine. Recognise that. Open up to God. There'll be times when you realise, oh, I'm sort of a bit like a bucket where I'm just constantly after God's touch for myself. But to recognise that's not for you. It's not just for you, sorry. It is for you, but it's not just, it's for passing on. It's for moving out. It's for others. If you'll get stale, you need to pass it on. So God wants us to be a watering can. Now, I have a song, a silly little song to remind us this. It's called Bottles and Buckets and Watering Cans. It goes like this. I'll just teach you the chorus. It goes... Bottles and buckets and watering cans can give an indication of just where you stand. But when I read the Holy Word, it seems there's no doubt that we must take the Spirit and allow Him to flow out. Nice and easy, yeah? Try to sing that again, you can pick it up. Bottles and buckets and watering cans can give an indication of just where you stand. But when I read the Holy Word, it seems there's no doubt that we must take the Spirit and allow Him to flow out. Okay, now then, here's the bad news. There are some actions. Now, I have long repented of forcing people to do actions. I don't do that anymore. I used to, I'm sorry, Lord. But I don't force people to. It's entirely optional. You don't have to do actions. But if you're a bottle, you're tall and thin. If you're a bucket, you're short and fat. And if you're a watering can, you have a spout and a handle, and you have to stand on one leg. So it goes, bottles and buckets and watering cans can give an indication, so it's like little sort of steps on a ladder, can give an indication of just where you stand. For when I read the Holy Word, it seems there's no doubt, and then this is the best bit, we must take the Spirit and allow him to flow out. So you've got to get the, sort of like the flow. It's just like Black Swan, this, isn't it? Yet, and allow him to flow out. Hey? So we'll sing through this song. There are some verses. There aren't really actions for the verses. Some people try and throw some in, but then you end up sort of like going, I don't know, but it's fine. But if you'd like to, well, you can do the actions as well. So would you like to stand up so we can disguise those who don't want to do the actions? Oh, that's a bit loud. Never mind. You ready?
Bottles and the buckets and the watering cans can give an indication of just where you stand. For when I read the Holy Word, it seems there's no doubt that we must take the Spirit and allow it to flow out. Now if you like a bottle, well the bottle's long and thin, and if you keep your top on, then the Spirit can't get in. You need to take your top off and pour your old self out and be filled with the Holy Spirit and to carry him about. Bottles and buckets and the watering cans can give an indication of just where you stand. For when I read the Holy Word, it seems there's no doubt that we must take the Spirit and allow him to flow out.
You're doing very well. You don't look at all silly, honestly.
Now if you like a bucket, well the bucket's big and fat. You're storing up the Spirit, but we need much more than that. You're sitting on the Spirit and you're getting kind of stale. The kind of love that Jesus brings should go beyond the pale. Oh, bottles and buckets and watering cans can give an indication of just where you stand. For when I read the Holy Word, it seems there's no doubt that we must take the Spirit and allow it to flow out.
Good stuff. Last one, honest.
Now if you'll be a watering can and let the Spirit flow, you'll share the power of Jesus' love and help us all to grow. You need to look to Jesus and open up your spout, so as you take the Spirit in, allow it to flow out. Bottles and buckets and watering cans can give an indication of just where you stand. For when I read the Holy Word, it seems there's no doubt that we must take the Spirit and allow it to flow out.
And then watch out.
That we must take the Spirit and allow it.
One more time.
That we must take the Spirit and allow him to flow out.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Now, that's the end of my message. I can finish in a prayer. Shall I finish with a prayer? Or I don't know what you want to do. I have no idea how you're going to follow that. I'll just finish with a prayer, shall I? Lord God, we thank you for your love, pouring down on us like a constant rain of love. And so often we are ignorant of it. Help us to see. But not help us not only to see it, but to point it out to others and to draw people to others and show people your love. Help us to be instruments of your kingdom. Help us to be your ambassadors in this world. Help us to bring people into a knowledge of your love for each and every one of them. Lord, we'll have times when we feel a bit bottle-like. We will have times when we're a bit bucket-like, but help us to be watering cans for you, we pray. Amen. 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 Okay, thank you very much.